This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM or 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. Education officials in Jefferson County are breathing a sigh of relief after voters approved the renewal of a property tax Tuesday that will provide about $100 million for the county's 12 public education systems. This includes $23 million in unrestricted funds for Birmingham City schools over the next three decades. Here to talk about what this critical funding renewal means for students is Sam Prickett, reporter for the weekly newspaper Weld. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
So you use the term by a thousand cuts in this story, and this actually refers to an ancient form of torture in which someone, or in this case something, is killed by being cut several times, creating sort of a slow bleed. How many cuts has Alabama's education budget endured over the last decade?
Well, it's hard to put an exact number on it because it's happening at so many levels. The one that I really focused on with this article was the state level. They've been reallocating funds from the Education Trust Fund, which is the main source of revenue for public schools, to the general fund to pay off its sort of budget shortcomings. Because of that, the budget for public schools in Alabama has not reached even the point that it was at in 2008, which was its most recent high. But it's slowly returning to those levels. But it's taking a long time, and as a result, public schools are suffering.
When we talk about education funding in Alabama, so we've got the Education Trust Fund is how the state's schools are funded. And then we have on a more county level, a local level, if you will, we have funding specifically for Jefferson County, and that's kind of allocated down to the public school systems within Jefferson County, one of those being Birmingham City Schools. Talk about how this tax renewal, this $100 million property tax renewal, will help Birmingham City Schools.
I think "helps" a strong word. I think it'll just maintain the status quo. This is a renewal for a tax that has existed for, you know, decades before this, and now it'll last for another 30 years. That vote really highlighted the fragility of Birmingham Public Schools funding and county schools funding in general, because it was a maintenance of the status quo. It's not going to add anything new. It's not a new tax, which is something that they really highlighted in the campaign. And so it's a victory in as much as things get to stay the same. But there's still, it really highlights the sort of precarious footing that city school education's on.
And you spoke to several education experts for this story, and they all kind of agreed that, you know, the ones who suffer the most from education funding cuts are the children, are the students. What are some of the things that experts say are needed to make Birmingham students successful, and how will this money at least, you know, help to maintain that student life?
Well, I spoke to Wardine Alexander, who's the president of the Birmingham Board of Education, and her perspective on it is that one thing that Birmingham City Schools really need is technology. To make students competitive in a job market, they're going to have to be able to use technology. And if that's not available to them in an educational setting, you know, they're going to be facing an uphill battle. She mentioned Chromebooks, computers, you know, making sure that these children have the sort of experience and hands-on learning so that they can enter the job market prepared. But another thing, I spoke to J.W. Carpenter, who's the executive director of the Birmingham Education Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that helps Birmingham City Schools. And he suggested that more focus should be placed on sort of a holistic guide to educating children, right? Like wraparound programs in which you have a group of people focusing on the well-being of one child. And you also need social workers because they're, you know, in a public school setting, you're going to have children with needs that educators can't necessarily address fully, or, you know, they're not prepared to address. So having social workers employed by the schools on campus is really an important thing that he would like to see as something that public schools grow into.
And finally, so the tax renewal is not a cure-all for Jefferson County schools, as you mentioned before. So what kind of challenges lie ahead?
Well, the big one is the sort of push that's been reflected on a federal level and on a state level, which is the push for school choice, which means generally private or religious education being something that students can go to and the funds will follow them. Public schools face sort of a future where they're going to get more and more money siphoned away from them if current efforts toward charter schools and school choice in general are followed through with.
Sam Prickett is a reporter with the weekly newspaper Weld. Their latest issue is out now. Weld joins us most Thursdays during All Things Considered. Sam, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.